Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom: Getting the Life Insurance You Need. In this session, we are going to discuss life insurance. Protecting your family against the financial consequences of your death should be part of your overall financial plan. Life insurance can provide that protection, and there are decisions you need to make. How much life insurance do you need? What type of life insurance policy should you buy? And where should you buy your life insurance? No one likes to think about dying, and as a result, many people put off making these decisions. Here are some guidelines that can make that decision-making easier. First, how much life insurance should you consider? Some individuals use life insurance as part of sophisticated estate planning. For most people, though, life insurance is simply a way to make sure their spouse and children can continue to have a decent lifestyle if they die prematurely. Single individuals, or individuals with working spouses, may find their real need for life insurance to be low or non-existent. If no one is dependent on your income to maintain their financial independence, you should carefully consider whether spending for life insurance is the best use of your funds. It could be that your savings and investments will be enough to provide survivors with financial security. If others are dependent on your income, life insurance should be part of your financial strategy. There are many complex ways to calculate the amount of coverage you should consider. These can include inflation assumptions, debts, children, retirement plans, and estimated investment returns. If you want to use that approach, use calculators that can be found on many insurance websites. If you want a simpler approach, consider that many insurance experts say that a primary breadwinner should have coverage equal to 6 to 10 times their income. For example, if you have income of $75,000, you may want to have life insurance policies providing $450,000 to $750,000 of death benefits. If you have young children, dependents with special needs, large debts, or other special concerns, you may want to be on the high end of this range or above. For example, let's say you expect a child to attend a private college costing $40,000 per year. To cover those expenses, you may want to increase your coverage by some multiple of the annual cost to cover the 4 years of college. And don't forget to take potential inflation into account. The next question is that if you decide you need life insurance, what type of policy is best for you? There are two basic types of life insurance policies: term and cash value whole life. Term insurance is just pure protection, payable on the death of the insured, and is cheaper. Cash value whole life policies provide death protection and have a cash buildup feature that acts somewhat like a tax-deferred savings account. The accumulated cash value can also be the source of low interest rate loans for the policyholder. Usually, whole life insurance is much more expensive. When evaluating whole life policies, be sure to consider all the costs, the amount of death benefits, and ask for a history of what the level of earnings on the cash value has been for the company issuing the policy. You may find that it makes sense to buy term and invest the rest. Finally, where can you get a life insurance policy? The place to begin is with your employer. Many companies offer life insurance as part of their employee benefits program. In some cases, the companies pay the entire cost for a certain level of benefits and then offer a supplemental insurance option to employees. You may have the ability to buy a policy with benefits of 1 to 3 times your annual income. The rates on these types of group plans are often very attractive compared to what you would pay individually. Next, determine whether you need the services of an insurance agent. Many financial institutions offer insurance through their investment departments and have both term and whole life policies available. If you are considering life insurance as part of a sophisticated estate plan, you should use the services of a dedicated and knowledgeable insurance agent. In any case, be sure to ask questions and get the coverage amount you need with the type of policy you want. Be sure to investigate the financial stability of the insurance company. The agent should have ratings reports available on the insurance company, and many public libraries also have these ratings available. In summary, few people like to think about dying or the need for life insurance, but be sure your financial plan provides the protection your family needs. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast, and as always, thanks for listening.